FM 93.3. This Community Connection this morning is brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And as Charlie used to say, it's a Tuesday after a Monday City Council meeting. So we have a member of the Bartlesville City Council with us. Ward 5 Councilman Trevor Dorsey is with us this morning. Mr. Dorsey, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
No problem. Now, what can you tell us? What happened in that meeting last night?
Well, we had two meetings last night. We always, this time of year, I believe, or thereabouts, we have a meeting where we were in there with the county commissioners. So Mr. Bouvier, Mr. Annell, mm-hmm. and then Jonna.
Mr. Dunlap.
Mike Dunlap. They are all in there with us. And so in that meeting, we typically go over Kerry Cox gives us an update on the Washington County Emergency Management. We go through the budget and some of the other things that they have going on, and so that's always a good meeting, and that kicked everything off about 6:30 and lasted mm-hmm. till about 7, and then we went into our normal city council activities and agenda.
Yeah, it sounds like you probably had a pretty long night than last night.
Yeah, well, it lasted till about 8 o'clock. We've had longer, but it was a good meeting, and there was a lot that went on. You know, some of the things that we did. We had some proclamations. National Police Week is May 12th through the 18th. That was one of our proclamations. Apraxia Awareness Day is May 14th. I wasn't aware of what apraxia is, but it's a speech impediment in youth. And then we had a National Kids to Parks Day, which was May 18th, and then Flood Awareness Month, which is May, and that kind of correlates pretty good, seeing as all the rain we've got lately.
And the rain we're about to get, too, in the next few days.
Yes, sir. It seems like it's never ending, you know, and I hate to complain about rain because, you know, usually we need that, and come July and August, probably complaining we don't have any, but right now we've been abundantly blessed with a lot of rain.
Yes, we have. That's very accurate. And you were talking about the May 12th through the 18th being Police Appreciation Week. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
And you guys did honor some of the police force last night.
We did honor some police. Our chief, Tracy Rolls, got up and spoke, and we honored Officer Ben Hollander for meritorious conduct, and then Sergeant Daniel Maines, Corporal Denver Millard, and Officer James Graham for life saving. And those guys, he kind of told the story about each one of those officers and what they had done. And so it's always nice to honor our police force. They don't get the recognition a lot of times they deserve, and they're out there working hard for us every day. And in a lot of occasions and instances, they put their life on the line. So it's really nice to get to recognize them anytime we can. And it was fitting that we did the police week, being May 12th through the 18th, and then we get to honor some of our good officers.
Yep. And of course, I think it was great on the city's part to hire Chief Rolls. He's a really great addition. I think he's doing a lot of community outreach. I don't know if you had a chance to participate in this or not, but they had the block party this past weekend with the fire department and the library. Again, doing a lot of great community outreach stuff, and obviously I think he's made a tremendous impact on the people that they awarded the other day too.
Yes, sir. I think that was awesome that they got to have that block party, and I know he's been very involved with the community. He's done a lot of community things that we may have not done in the past. So, excuse me. He's trying to get the community active, involved with our policemen and vice versa, and those guys. Again, all of them are wonderful. We have just an amazing police force, and he is doing a tremendous job. I unfortunately didn't get to attend because our weekends here lately, my wife and I have been fraught with soccer and baseball. We have three sons, and they're all very, very active in those sports. And so every weekend it seems like we're running here and there. This weekend, unfortunately, we were in McAllister and unable to attend, but I saw a lot of pictures and talked to a lot of people about it, and it seemed like we had a really good turnout, and so it was really good.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And sticking kind of with the police department, you had another agenda item last night. It was, amending a contract with Tyler Technologies?
Yes, sir. We discussed and took action on amending the contract with Tyler Technologies, and it was for police department software modules. And And we have, you know, this past year, I think we've updated a lot of technology throughout the city. I know it may have been toward the end of last year, but Mr. Bailey talked about the need for some of the software within the city that needed to be updated. And so that's the blessing and the curse, I guess, about technology. It's really good, but when it gets outdated, then we have to update it, and technology's not cheap. So.
Right. And you're seeing the similar, this is kind of a side note too, with the school, Bartlesville Public Schools, wanting to get that bond issue passed, and because they want to update their technology. So you're right, it is really important in today's day and age, but it's also kind of a hassle as well to keep up with the updates. I know I still have an update on my phone that I need to get rid of. But
I'm behind probably on updates on my phone. But yes, the city of Bartlesville, or the Bartlesville Schools, is wanting to get Chromebooks, which I think will be a great addition to the school. And been in a lot of their bond issue meetings here recently, and I think that the students will just greatly benefit from that. Although, listening to the school staff talk about it, over time those Chromebooks will become outdated, and we have to continue to update that technology. So it's like I said, it's kind of a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing when you get it, but then it seems like a curse later when you have to scrap it because it's you know, outdated, and then you have to go through that expense again. But
we'll
that's
get
just
ready
part
to
of,
vote on another bond issue in a couple of years for that, get those updates.
Yeah, and we will have some bond issues coming up, both the city and the schools, and it's very important that you know, citizens take time out to understand and learn those bond issues. I think there will be a lot of really good things on both those issues when they come out before the voters. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, kind of like the tower at Unity Square, it's you know, that was passed in the bond issue, and I think that is going to be just a tremendous addition to our downtown. I think that's going to draw a lot of people into our community, and it's just going to be a great gathering place for Bartians and the surrounding communities in the county, and also the counties that surround Washington County. There's I can't wait till it's completed. I know a lot of other people are very excited to have that completed and to be able to enjoy that space, but it's going to be really nice. And so, and that was a project that was again approved by the voters, and I'm very grateful that they did approve that, because I think the end result everybody will be very pleased and happy with.
Yeah, totally. And you were mentioning the Tower Center at Unity Square project just now. We were talking about the block party. I actually had the honor of talking to the library director, Shelley McGill, yesterday, and she was saying that the block party, I mean, obviously they're planning for the next block party next month, and she said it would be around the same time, but they're looking to expand that block party from between the fire department, police department, and the library to the Tower Center at Unity Square thing. So even though you got to miss the block party, or had to miss the block party this year, next year you'll have it and you'll be on the green space and everything. So you might have like benefit from waiting a year.
That's right. I'll have the benefit of being in the first one there. And that is going to be just a tremendous addition to the city. And I know if you haven't been by the Kitty Park lately, there's some updates going on there. And the Kitty Park is just something that's amazing for this community. And before we moved here to Bartlesville in 2014, you know, we had heard about the Kitty Park because it's just touched so many lives over the years. And our kids have gotten to enjoy it, although our two oldest are now at the height restriction where I don't think they can ride any rides anymore. So my wife and I may have to trade off. Mm-hmm. With one of us taking the little guy and the other one with the big guys to do something. But
just walk them over to Johnstone Park.
I guess we'll have to figure out something whenever the and there's a lot to do just in Johnstone, not just besides the Kitty Park. It's a wonderful park, and you know, Bartlesville, we have a lot of really good parks and trail systems, and again, you know, I think that's very important to the city citizens, and they voted on bond issues where we've been able to get these things done, and it makes a difference for our community. And I really, again, look up, it's exciting. You see a lot of dirt work going on down there, and you start to envision, you know, how incredible that's going to be.
Yep, totally. And we'll come back to the Johnstone Park thing here in just a moment. I think we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of a community connection on this Tuesday.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we're back with a Tuesday Community Connection here on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Again, joining me is Ward 5 Councilman Trevor Dorsey. And we've been talking about parks. We've been talking about last night's City Council meeting and all the great things happening around Bartlesville. You guys actually did have a bid that you rejected last night regarding part of the Johnstone Park projects.
Yes, we discussed and took action on a bid, and it was for Pirate ship playground project that's out there at Johnstone. The budget for that project was $135,000 and some change, and I think our one loan bid that came in was $162,000-ish. I apologize, my tablet's not cooperating. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I believe it was about $24,000 over budget, and so we voted to reject the bid and then go back and solicit other bids on that project. That was just too much over our allocated funds and CDBG project funds that were involved in that. And I think that's going to be also a wonderful addition to Johnstone Park once we can get that completed.
Now, I think it says it in the name pretty clearly, but I just want to make sure, is it you guys actually like building a pirate ship for kids to play on over there?
I believe that's my understanding, that it'll be kind of a pirate ship, a playground. We our oldest son Tate, and we were in Iowa, and there was a park there, and it looks like a pirate ship, and it's got all these swings and different things on it. So I assume that that's kind of what that will look like. And again, it'll be a wonderful addition to Johnstone once we can get that completed.
And it has to do wonders for a child's imagination too in that kind of park, right? Especially with it being right there next to the kiddie park, or at least in close proximity.
Yes, sir. I think, you know, what kid doesn't at some point think about or dream about being a pirate? So it will be a good addition, and it'll be one of those things that'll bring out, like you said, young children's imagination and when they're out there playing.
Is there anything else that we haven't covered yet from last night's meeting?
Let me look at the agenda here. I think, you know, we always talk about openings on commissions, and if you have a willingness and a want maybe to serve in different areas on in the city, there's always opportunity. We reappointed Vicki Stewart to a three-year term on the Area History Museum Trust Authority. And then we reappointed Andrew Gordon and John J. Kane to terms on the Planning Commission. And so there's a lot of different areas in which individuals can serve in the community. And I would welcome, if you haven't, again, an interest in just participating, donating time, just being involved. You can go out to the city website and see what availability there is to serve. And you can always fill out the form to get your name in the hat, so that when we do have openings on different commissions and authorities, that the people can be involved, and we encourage everyone to do so. We need good people to help. Obviously, outside our normal committee meetings, we have a lot of other meetings. You know, I think next Tuesday I'll have a transportation committee meeting, and we have a lot of various people throughout the community that serve on that. And so it's very helpful to have members of the community and their thoughts and input. It's very valuable to us, and very valuable to city staff. And a lot of city staff is also involved in those different committees. But I just encourage anybody. I know different people reach out to me, go to the council meetings and ask, and usually try to take time to visit with them and talk to them about what what their passions are, mm-hmm. and so that we can try to align them in the right areas and maybe get them involved.
Now, I don't know if this is still true or not, and maybe it was mentioned in the meeting, but do you even have any openings at the moment? I know you guys have been pretty full on those committees and whatnot. But
yeah, you know, we have had here lately a lot of adding new people and then reaffirming people to those committees. Right now we've got one opening in the Bartlesville Area History Museum Trust Authority. There may be other openings. That one was just one that was mentioned last night in our meeting.
And you were saying that you could find out about that just by dropping by the city or visiting your website?
You can go by the city hall, or you can go to the city website, and you should be able to see a listing of any openings that are available right now.
Okay. We have about 4 minutes here. Do you want to kind of rehash what we were talking about earlier with that kind of like annual meeting between you, the city councilman, and the county commissioners with Kerry Cox?
Yes, sir. We always have this annual meeting, and we kind of go through all of the grants that emergency management is getting, and then we go through their budget, and a lot of their budget is provided through grants. Mm-hmm. And I know recently the building which they office out of was bought by an individual in town. Walmart used to own that building and facility, and then moved those employees, I guess, that were in their claims division. Mm-hmm. To either they had the opportunity, I think, to relocate, and when this private individual here in the community bought the building, he honored what Walmart had done with emergency management, and they get to use that facility at rent free. But I do know that they have some at least upkeep maintenance to that facility, and so that's a blessing to that group and the city that they have that space. And it's always good to hear from Kerry Cox and understand what the emergency management department has going on and things that they're doing. And I know that it's always a good meeting, again, just to hear what they have going on and how ways maybe we can help and areas that they're working in the community, and they do a lot of good work as well.
And I hope this is her first name. Melissa Lindgren also spoke a little bit. Do you remember what she talked about? I think she talked about storm shelters a little bit, and then
she
being
did.
Installed.
We have there's a grant that that goes along with the storm shelters, and she did speak about that. Again, my tablet not working. I could probably get into further detail on it, but I can't remember all the detail. But I do know that we every year get a grant, and I believe there was 78 households, maybe 72, 78, somewhere in that range that got storm shelters through the grant. And so that, again, is a very wonderful program. And if you have a storm shelter, I believe you can list it with the county and maybe the emergency management. That way, if there ever is an actual storm, then they know where to possibly locate you. And so that's a good program. And it was very good, again, to hear and get an update from everybody in the emergency management division.
Now we have about a minute or so. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention, and maybe we can rehash on what the proclamations you guys approved or were looking at? I know you said the 12th through the 18th was the police appreciation, and then I can't remember the other one that you mentioned. There's like three or four other ones.
Yeah, there's on the proclamations. Police Week is May 12th through the 18th. Praxia Awareness Day is May 14th. National Kids to Parks Day is May 18th, which is kind of fitting as we've talked a lot about parks today. Mm-hmm. And then Flood Awareness Month, which is May. Mm-hmm. And so with all the rain we've got, that certainly goes along as well. And our next council meeting, I believe, is going to be on the 28th of May. And so we'd always encourage citizens to come out. And there's always a time on the agenda when citizens to be heard. So if there's something that you want to discuss or mention or bring up, you can always call the call Miss Elaine Baines at the city and get put on the agenda to speak about any item that you wish to talk about at those meetings.
And I think if I remember right, I know I only have like 24 seconds here, but are you guys going to be talking about bids for the Tower Center at Unity Square project?
I think at that time we should have all those bids in so that we will be talking about those.
So I know construction's coming up pretty fast here. I know you want to get that done by October.
Yes, sir. We're trying to get it done as quickly as possible so the citizens can enjoy it. And so we're trying to get all those bids in, and we have been working diligently to get that done.
Well, Councilman Dorsey, it was a pleasure. It's time for Owen and News.
All right. Thanks, sir.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.